crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scabbledy-bop, shabba-dooey.
Cheery.
And welcome to Pork Therapy.
This is Mike.
And this is Stephanie.
You're so happy tonight.
I'm
faking it pretty well.
No, I'm happy. I have a lot to be happy about, Mike. Yeah. I just think we both had a pretty stressful day, you know?
That's a good point.
Yeah. But, you know, life happens, right? Things come up and you just deal with them as best you can. But yeah. Anyway, so Mike, what's up? I completely forgot, like, where we were going with this
podcast.
Well,
actually, I want to...
I guess we have to introduce ourselves.
We're Pork Therapy, and we'd like to talk about relationships from a liberty perspective. And you can hear all our past episodes on our website, porktherapy.com.
Yep, and that is porctherapy.com.
And if you have any questions about anything relationship-oriented and want to know a total stranger's opinion, please email us. questions@porktherapy.com.
Right, that's right. Mike gives opinion, not advice. I actually like that, Mike. You know, it's kind of, that phrase is growing on me more and more because I think it sounds down to earth, and yeah. I like that.
I'll tell you what I think, but not what you should do.
Yes, I like that.
Necessarily.
I like that approach. So, yep, porktherapy.com is our website, and we can also be heard on the Liberty Radio Network at lrn.fm. And what else? Did we give our email address and our phone number?
Phone number is area code 419-PT-LOVE-4.
And yes, of course, you did just give our email address.
Yeah. Yes. Really, and actually, I would like to skip our usual blathering for 5 minutes and jump right into the topic because it's been a long day and I want to get the episode going.
That sounds good. Let's jump right
in. So we had a comment from a listener on one of our past episodes.
Oh, well, actually, I think this listener emailed us to ask how he could hear our episodes that were before episode 80, because on iTunes, it starts from episode 80, and then it goes up to, what is this, 97 or something?
Yes.
Oh, we're almost at 100.
Happy birthday or something.
Cool. Happy something.
Happy century.
Have you heard that they can't actually sing the happy birthday song in restaurants because it's some copyright thing?
Well, can't.
Well,
yes,
of course
legally.
They can, yes. But they could be...
Yeah, that's,
you know,
probably why they start... That's possibly why restaurants started inventing their own little happy little birthday songs and not singing the happy birthday song.
Because it makes me wonder if that's actually true, because it does seem like every restaurant has their own little proprietary... I don't think I've ever heard the actual happy birthday song. We could be rebels and sing it on the radio if you want. Mike is actually looking this up on Snopes right now. We'll see what the interwebs say.
Let's see if there's any truth to the happy birthday copyright.
Oh, the first hit that came up.
Well,
claim.
The happy birthday
song is protected by copyright status. True. Oh,
yeah, but
my
how
goodness.
How can anyone enforce it? I mean, what it would mean is you'd be in a restaurant.
Wow.
And intentionally with someone in your party who's either having a birthday or faking having a birthday to get them to sing it, mm-hmm. and you'd have a recording device so you'd have your evidence, and then you'd want to pursue seeking money from this restaurant, this establishment, this business owner, via blackmail or via the court system. I mean, mm-hmm. who would actually do that? Hopefully no one.
I really hope no one, but the fact that they can is pretty sad.
Anyway, there's a very long article on Snopes about happy birthday being copyrighted, and I'm not going to read it now. So, let's actually get to this person asked how can he find our older episodes, and we told him a number of ways, all of which are available on our website, porktherapy.com. But he also had a comment or an extra?
Yeah, he tacked on a little comment to the end of the question, and I asked him if we could discuss his comment, and he said, sure. So I'm going to keep his name anonymous, but read his question. So, he says, I'm not a pickup artist. I wish I was, in parentheses. But judging from your comments on School Sucks podcast, which we did with Brett a couple of months ago, you can check it out on our website or his schoolsucksproject.com. I lost my place. But judging from your comments on School Sucks podcast, I think you portray the community too negative.
That's the community of pickup artists, apparently.
Yeah, okay. There's a community. Apparently there is. So then he goes on, yeah, there's probably some guys who will tell anything to girls to get girls into bed. But I think for most people, it's just a way to learn about confidence, adjust their totally effed up view of reality on relationships and girls, and get a nice girlfriend. Kind of like saying anarchists all throw bombs.
Well, anarchists all throw bombs is not only incorrect, but it's collectivizing, and that's wrong, because you can't. You can't say something of a group and have it be true of every single individual all the time.
Right, because people are individuals. Right. And, you know.
But, and so it's possibly true that some people who are what might be called a pickup artist are doing it because they're learning about their own confidence or trying it out or whatever this gentleman suggests. And it's possible that some pickup artists actually get a nice girlfriend and stop being pickup artists, I guess. But he's saying most people are that way. And I don't know if that's true, because once you have confidence and once you have a nice girlfriend, you stop being a pickup artist, right?
Yeah, that's. I think you're kind of getting at something that I was thinking, too, which is that I think the term pickup artist kind of has this connotation that it's referring to someone who is dishonest. And I guess maybe we shouldn't use the word pickup artist, because like he says, that could be considered collectivizing or saying that, you know, we're painting this community apparently with a big broad brush. And yeah, I don't think that's, I don't like collectivizing either. I wouldn't want someone to say, well, this is true about Stephanie because she's a woman.
Yeah.
Although I think pickup artists actually do that. They'll say stuff like, oh, women like this or women want that, when it's not necessarily true of all women.
Right.
Well, right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Mike. I just wanted to finish the thought for, about pickup artists. I mean, I've actually defended, you can take a look at on Free Talk Live, I've called in a couple of times and defended this one guy who calls in and proclaims to be a pickup artist. Now, I definitely don't agree with everything that he says, but I've kind of stuck up for him in the past because I think that there are a lot of guys out there, straight guys, who are trying to meet women. And I've had my, I guess, share of experience meeting men as a single woman. And some of these guys are just really lacking in confidence. And they come across as just, you know, shy, nervous, awkward, really difficult for them to talk to women and project self-confidence. And I think that for some people, they can't really go wrong by just kind of learning about confidence and improving their own self-esteem and maybe getting a better self-image. What do you think about that, Mike?
Well, maybe they've thought about ways to meet women and trying them out, and maybe they failed, and maybe they accept, you know, a 90% rejection rate or whatever, and they try different things, perhaps. But I don't think that's what the term pickup artist connotes.
You think it connotes dishonesty, maybe?
No, I don't know. Perhaps dishonesty. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it does. But I think the fact that the word artist is in there implies, if not by definition means, that it's not someone who's trying things. It's someone who's perfected it or is trying to perfect it, right? I think it's an art, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like they're trying to gain confidence or they're trying to get a girlfriend. It's an art to pick up women. They're pickup artists. Mm-hmm. What they do is get women. They don't keep them. They don't treat them nice. They get them. I mean, maybe they do keep them, and maybe they treat them nice, but the term seems to me to imply that is the goal. Get women.
Yeah. Pickup means that word itself is like implying superficial kind of, meet someone, just pick them up, you know?
Yeah, right.
You got them. Yeah. And yeah, I agree with the question asker. Like, it's not cool to collectivize. I agree. But okay, maybe what we can do to solve this problem is, I wanted to get into what I said, what I liked about the so-called pickup artists, I guess, which is, confidence and assertiveness, I guess, and kind of this sense of having a good self-image. But, the thing that I don't like that maybe not all of them have, but if someone is being dishonest, if someone is willing to lie to women about their relationship status or maybe about their history with sexually transmitted infections, or about
anything. I got
number
a lot of money.
Of
you
want to
come home with me? Whatever. Lying
yeah.
about anything.
Lying about anything is something that I definitely have an issue with. I think it's unethical to misrepresent oneself in order to get someone to have a relationship with you or have sex with you. I just don't think that's a good way to go about building relationships or even, you know, accomplishing your goals. I mean,
right. I think that
you're probably going to end up making people angry in the end when they find out that you lied to them.
Right. And I think that's kind of implied in the term pickup artist. Again, this is not universal, but
yeah.
I think it's implied that you don't really care about the long term and what they'll think
right.
and if they'll be angry or if they'll be hurt. You've got them and then you're done and you can get the next one.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, if there are two people and one of them's a woman and one of them's a man, or two men or two women or whatever, if there are two people who completely voluntarily agree to have a short-term, mostly sexual relationship and, you know, on whatever terms they dictate, like, I don't necessarily have a problem with that, you know, and I'm definitely not about to tell them how to behave or what to do or have some notion of morality, like the more people you have sex with, the worse a person you are. That's totally not my
That's
view
totally
at all.
The opposite. It's the fewer. No, I'm just kidding.
Mike. But at the same time, like, what I have a problem with is the dishonesty, the fact that, you know, there are even some women out there, I think, who will lie to men and say, oh yeah, if a man tells them, oh, I'm not looking for a long-term relationship, let's just kind of have a fling. The girl, you know, woman will sometimes say, oh yeah, that's what I'm after too. I just want a fling too.
Yeah.
When that's not really what they want. They actually are looking for a long-term relationship, but they haven't admitted it. Well, I think that is, you know, the onus kind of falls on them to be upfront about what they're after in a relationship.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mike?
I agree.
So
he, I'm going to selectively quote here, but he says, and so he says, but I think for most people, being a pickup artist is just a way to adjust their totally effed up view of reality on relationships and girls. No, I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
I think I get what he means there. And he's probably saying that sometimes men are kind of taught to be like these really obsequious, like overly submissive in their relationships with women. And to not, you know, to not be, to avoid being domineering to the point where they're just like kind of getting walked all over. Right. They're taught to be doormats. And the pickup artists, as I understand it, are kind of aiming to reverse that trend and saying, oh, well, be a real man, you know, be assertive or whatever.
Do you think the person who asked this question is the person who advertises that service, like, or is one of the people that advertises that service of how to be a man or how to...
No, because I know someone who has a blog called Be a Man Blog.
Oh, okay.
And it's not that person.
Okay.
Are you talking about that blog, or are you talking about... I mean, there are a multitude of other you know, podcasts and services and websites and everything like that. But, yeah, I mean, okay. I think judging the action of dishonesty is something that I would do rather than judging a whole community of self-identified pickup artists, whatever that means to them.
Right.
And I'm trying to remember, he says in the beginning of his question, judging from your comment on School Sucks podcast, he thinks that we disparage pickup artists or portray them too negatively. But I'm trying to remember, what did we say on School Sucks podcast?
I don't remember exactly. It might have been... Now, I would remember incorrectly, so I don't even want to just... conjecture. I don't know what we said.
We
were talking about how...
I think we were talking about how people misrepresent themselves in relationships, and
okay.
like, I gave the example... I think I remember this now. I think I gave the example of a pickup artist who will just say anything, and who is... Oh, yeah, this was words and not deeds, right? In that episode, we talked about how government schools teach people to pay attention to words and not deeds. And a pickup artist is saying lots of things. I'm great. I'll make you feel good. I'll treat you well. I'll be a positive thing in your life. But when their deeds are saying, I'm gonna just pick you up and get what I want and then
be
on my way. So, I could see how he would think that we portrayed pickup artists negatively after hearing that, but I actually have had a lot of other comments on pickup artists because I go on Free Talk Live sometimes, and often there's a guy named Sir Real who calls Free Talk Live. He actually wanted to be on Pork Therapy one time, but we didn't really have the equipment to handle taking calls for him, which he wanted to do, so I told him to call Free Talk Live, and he actually calls pretty often when I'm on Free Talk Live, and so it always inevitably starts this discussion about pickup artists, because his calls are always about pickup, you know, picking up women and pickup artist tips and stuff, and you know, I let him say his piece, and what he says does not necessarily bother me, as long as, you know, as long as we're making the distinction of honesty is something to be valued in relationships, and it's very important if you want to act ethically to be honest about your intentions and your wants and wishes in a relationship. And also that, you know, consent is everything in a voluntary relationship. If you don't have consent for everything that goes on, then it's not voluntary. And so, I mean, it sounds almost like overly simplistic to say that, or like it goes without saying, but like, I think there are some people who think that maybe pickup artists are manipulating people, or they're making women behave in a certain way by lying to them or whatever. And if that's the case, like, yeah, lies are not good. Manipulation, not something I would want to be around in my life.
I agree. I also agree about it's not good. It's not always effective to collectivize,
mm-hmm.
but if you're just generalizing and you make that clear, it's okay. For example, all killers are bad. Well, that's not even true. What if you kill in self-defense? Are you bad?
Or what if you killed by accident?
Yeah.
Are you bad?
Yeah. So, obviously...
What if you kill a fly?
But the word killer implies something, so mm-hmm. you've got to be clear. Mm-hmm. I think the word pickup artist implies something, and we should be clear that we don't mean every single person who is a pickup artist, but
yeah.
I think it implies something.
I'm a killer. I killed my plant.
That's right.
I tried to water it, but I forgot.
I'm looking at it.
I have a brown thumb. Anyway, I think we've rambled enough on the pickup artists. Consent, voluntary relationships, honesty. We like honesty.
Good stuff.
And we like confidence, too. We like assertiveness.
I would like it, you know, if you were confident enough to email us your question, or even more confident to call us and record it at
419-PT-LOVE-4. That's our number.
Yeah. You can hear all our past episodes on our website, porktherapy.com.
Or you can hear us on the Liberty Radio Network at lrn.fm, which you might be listening to right now. Or you can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
And in iTunes. And so many other ways.
Yes, just we're all over the internet.
Don't look behind you. We're right there.
Oh, that's kind of creepy.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, 'cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatterly debop, shabadooey.